Good evening.
Good evening.
Close that door for me, please. Hallelujah. God is good, isn't he?
Yes, it is.
Well, we want to welcome those students who are here on Darrell's campus and all of the students by internet and by Roku. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we're so thankful for all the privileges that we have as sons and daughters. We thank you for our apostle, Apostle Leroy Thompson Sr. We thank you for the apostolic call that's upon his life. We thank you that he is our example. He is our heaven to earth connection. You know, the Ethiopian eunuch said, "How can I know except some man teach me?" We thank you that we have someone who's teaching us the way. We thank you for his royal family. We thank you for every ministry that he oversees. Everything that is connected to him properly is increasing, multiplying, advancing, taking over in the kingdom of God. We praise you. We honor you. We thank you for all of these students tonight. We thank you that the Holy Spirit will give all of us ears to hear, eyes to see, and a heart to believe the things that you're saying unto us this night. In Jesus' name, amen. We have been teaching the subject of catching the waves of revival. We've been talking about the 9 characteristics of revival. Now, we're not going to go back all the way to the beginning. We're going to start with number 4. We should be able to get through 9 tonight, right?
Yes, sir.
With the Lord's help.
Amen.
All right. So let's dive in. What's number 4?
Spiritual liberty.
Spiritual what?
Liberty.
Spiritual liberty. Read, son.
The Holy Spirit who fell from heaven.
The Holy Spirit who fell from heaven.
Had full liberty to move and direct the people.
He has the full liberty to direct the people.
As he chooses.
As he chooses.
He was allowed to move in any direction.
The Holy Spirit was allowed to move in any direction.
And his spontaneous work spread so quickly.
And his spontaneous work spread so quickly.
From one person to another.
From one person to another.
It follows a divine agenda.
It follows a divine agenda.
And seeks to fulfill God's eternal purpose.
And seeks to fulfill God's eternal purpose.
By gathering spiritual momentum in the hearts of those who obey.
By gathering spiritual momentum. Say spiritual momentum.
Spiritual momentum.
See, when the Holy Spirit has what, and in my day in the Kojic church, we call it free course. You know, the liberty to do what he wants to do. One of the problems of the modern church is to block him out through tradition, the traditions of men. Amen. Church is strong in tradition. Communion every third Sunday. When the Bible plainly says, as often as ye eat. Which means you can do it every day. Who said communion had to be at the church? Communion is, you know, a sacrament of the church. That's us. We are the church. So communion can be every day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. How many of y'all know some people don't show up to the third Sunday? Come to drink to their damnation. Come to drink to them being sick. And broke. Why? Because of not rightly discerning the Lord's body. So one of the things about revival is revival, we must give the Holy Spirit free course. See, the book of Acts is not the Acts of the Apostles. I know that's what they labeled it, but it's really the Acts of the Holy Ghost through the Apostles. Now, that's true revival. Turn to Acts 1 so you can see it. Acts 1, we'll read a couple of verses so you can understand that the Holy Spirit must have free course. The entire ministry of Jesus was based upon, watch this, here's a word apostle always talks about, yielding. Y'all know what yield means? Huh? Yield means you don't cuss the person out and run into them. It means you give them the right of way.
Yes,
now, don't y'all tell me, yes, sir, when you at that and you in a rush and you don't want to go through that yield sign. Come on now. Keep it real with me. Yield means to give the right away. Just because you late don't mean everybody else in a hurry. Thank you. I appreciate your enthusiasm. Acts chapter 1, verse 1. Read what the Bible says.
The former
trustees have I made unto thee, O Theopolis, of all that Jesus began both to
do and teach.
Both to do
and teach.
Both to
do
and
teach.
No, come on. Both to
do
and
teach.
Well, y'all know we live in a generation that teach and don't do. Hold up. Don't get angry about that. Because, you know, some people can't get with that. But you see, that's why you have the whole Bible. Jesus said, do what the Pharisees teach you to do, but don't do like they do. See, now y'all see, some of y'all ready to say, well, I can't follow you because you teach and don't do. No. Jesus said, who?
Jesus
said, do what they tell you to do, even if they're not doing it. Thank you again for your enthusiasm. Of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach, read. Until the day which he was taken up.
After that, he threw the Holy Ghost.
After that, notice that phrase. He threw the Holy Ghost.
Had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen.
He threw the Holy Ghost, gave them commandments. Unto the apostles.
Who he had chosen.
Read.
To whom also he showed him.
Watch. He showed himself alive through the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. Everything is through the Holy Ghost. You can't get around it. Through the Holy Ghost. Jesus did not even begin to do any work in the earth realm until the day that he was baptized in the River Jordan of John the Baptizer. And the Bible says when he came up out of the waters, watch this, he now came up and was under a open heaven. Then the Bible declares that, lo, a voice came from heaven. First announcement. Yeah, I understand. I said the first announcement. See, angels went and told the shepherds next door. Y'all not talking to me. You know. God had shared through the prophets that the Messiah was coming, that his son was coming, but he didn't say a word until the day he was baptized in the River Jordan. And when he came up out of the water, the Bible says the heavens were open and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in the form of a dove, watch this, and remained upon him. And then that voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. Are you listening? Then from there, the Holy Ghost took him, led him, drove him into the wilderness so he can go through spiritual training. To deal with the one he would have to overcome. The Holy Spirit, this is true revival. Ain't no revival going on in the earth realm with men acting on their own. All signs, wonders, and miracles are done through the Holy Ghost. Yes, it's his power.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's his power. Jesus wasn't doing nothing to get no attention and draw no attention to himself. Jesus said, I came to do the will of my Father who sent me. Yes, this is not the Jesus show. Men say this is what I did. But I didn't do a thing. Don't get mad at me. I didn't write the Bible. I didn't write the manual. And don't get mad at me. I don't preach what everybody else preach. Just because they preached it. It's got to be solid. Got to be according to the word. I told you, do an interview with Jesus. Jesus said, the works that I do shall you do also. But don't get confused with the interview. Jesus said, if you believe I am you don't believe I am who I said I am. If you don't believe I am who I said I am, believe because of the very work's sake. Then he said, it is my Father who's in me. He doeth the works. Who did the works?
My Father.
Who did the works? When we, as an apostolic house under apostolic training, recognize that it is not us doing the work, but God in us, who works in us both to will and to do all of his good pleasure.
Yes,
see, Jesus accomplished everything through the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
you might want to remember that. Because the enemy will get you off when you think you're doing it. Now you really got a ministry of trouble. Read, son.
To whom also he showed himself alive.
To whom also he showed himself alive.
After his passion by many
infallible proofs.
Being seen of them 40 days.
He was seen of them 40 days.
And speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God.
And Jesus spoke to his apostles about the things concerning the kingdom of God. Now verse 8. What he says.
But you shall receive
power. You shall receive power.
After that, the Holy Ghost
stop.
Has come up.
You shall receive power
after
that. Come on, say, but you shall receive power
after that.
After that, what?
The Holy Ghost,
is come up on you. And what?
You shall be witnesses unto
me. Witnesses is talking about more than just talking to people. That word witnesses there means a martyr. You so caught up in this thing that you're like Paul, for me to live is Christ, but to die is gain. I'm not tripping. For this purpose was I made manifest. Are you listening? And the greatest witness we give is, watch this, with power. Everybody talking. Amen. Well, I know people are not going to like this much. They're going to probably hate what I'm about to say. Amen. In the world, they have a term, say, show me the what? Now y'all won't be quiet. See, there we go. Show me the what?
Money.
Well, that's why God sent us an apostle and gave him two words, money cometh. Because God got tired of people in Las Vegas saying, if he had money, this is what he would do. God is the God of wealth. God is the God of wealth. So God said money cometh would be here till he comes back,
yes, sir.
Which means he's coming back for a glorious church.
Yeah.
Watch this. Well, he's coming back for a glorious church that he will present to himself without spot or wrinkle. Get that straight. You can't present yourself without spot or wrinkle to God. You can't do that. Only he can. It is his responsibility to present his church to himself. Without spot and without wrinkle. Oh, y'all better, y'all read your own Bible. The purpose of a husband is to present his wife to himself. Some of y'all misread the Bible. You can't present yourself. You got to have somebody to present you. That's okay. Get to the next one. Keep reading. I don't want you to read the Acts. I want you to get back to the notes.
Spiritual presence.
The next one is spiritual presence.
In every revival.
Now, in every revival.
The manifested presence of God.
That's what we after. The what?
Manifested presence of God.
See, that's one of the reasons why Apostle said God told him to start this school. So that when he's teaching, you would be able to see the Spirit of God come upon him. And you can't deny it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right. Now something greater is happening. Y'all looking, y'all looking. See, y'all don't understand. Let me open up the eyes of your understanding. What makes this school powerful is apostolic connection. So that every instructor that operates from him, that spirit would be upon.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go over here. Because you see, that's what Jesus trained his apostles to do. They were ignorant and unlearned men. That's what they said in the scripture. But the Bible say they took note that they had been with Jesus. So it had to be something that got off on Jesus that got off on them. So spiritual presence, that has to do with you being a container, not only to carry God's spirit, which is a wonderful thing, but there are terms in the Bible, you ought to want the spirit of your father. See, there y'all go. Everybody won't be unique. It is unique. All right. If he is the coal that God uses to ignite all of this, why wouldn't God cause his spirit to be upon all of us? Hold up. I understand you need a little bit more teaching. God told Moses, call for the elders. And I'm going to take the spirit that's upon you and put up on them. So that when they're leading the people, they would lead the people as you would lead them. Because they would have the same spirit that you have. See, real revival can only cause impact when you take on the spirit of your father. That's called apostolic. You got it? I don't know why we get upset about this. You ought to want to be connected to a man of God. It makes things easier. You don't have to be moving in your own strength. The apostle already cut the pathway. Just walk in it. Spiritual presence. Now, if you don't notice anything out about an apostle, let me tell you. I've been in the hardest atmospheres in the world with him. I'm just letting you know. Y'all think everybody show up, want money coming? Hmm? He'll go into places and it's like a brick up in there. And he just fumble and tumble around. Then all of a sudden, that piercing anointing that's up on his life pierces the atmosphere. That presence comes and things happen. Because where God's presence is, his power is. Everybody want God's power, but you got to first have his presence. That's why you'll be filled with the Holy Ghost and with, because the Holy Ghost represents presence. I'll be with you. I'll be in you. And because I'm with you and in you, now you have my power. Read.
In every revival, the manifested presence of God, prick and convict the hearts of men.
And convicts the hearts of men.
God is honored and held in holy respect.
God's consciousness fills the heart of men.
God consciousness creates an awareness of sin.
See, God's what? Consciousness creates an awareness of sin. Now, let me help you with that, because we need to understand that. See, when Peter got up on the day of Pentecost, the Bible said he got up and he was full of the Holy Ghost. And he began to preach. A different Peter now. Not the Peter who denied him. Yeah, loved him, but his fear overcame him. Y'all not talking to me. Yeah, he loved him. He said, I would die with you. I'm going all the way. Yeah. Right. The only one that went all the way was the one who was called the beloved brother. Because perfect love cast out fear. John was able to make it all the way to the end. Peter denied him and left. When Jesus was raised from the dead, he said, go call my disciples and Peter. I got to get Peter back from whence he left. Hello. He denied me. Look at y'all. Don't worry. He denied him, but Jesus didn't throw him away. He said, come on back. I got a greater mission for you. Yes. Are you with me? Yes, it was that Peter who stood up and preached on the day of Pentecost, saying, these men are not drunk as you suppose, seeing it's about the ninth hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel, saying, in the last days, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Then after he finished preaching that entire sermon, the Bible says the word of God pricked their hearts, convicted them. See, when you preach under the Holy Ghost, you should be preaching with a conviction. Watch this. In so much there ain't wasn't no altar call. Let that settle a while. Didn't have to be no altar call. It was so strong that the men said to them, men and brethren, what must we do to be saved? Come on now, that's revival. See, that's spiritual impact. Y'all got it? See, in true revival, a consciousness of sin. See, the church is full of sin consciousness. So we can't go forward because all we get to hear every week is get saved. Hear the word of the Lord. Sin has been dealt with once and for all.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It's over.
Yes, sir.
There needs to be no more sacrifice for sin. The greatest sacrifice for sin has already been made. God himself became a man. See, we have to understand in the book of Genesis when God told Abraham to go offer up his only son, Isaac. Well, either God knew something or he didn't, because before Isaac, there was an Ish. Hello. Teach you something about God. He ain't counting your mess against you. So God said, Abraham, take now thine only son. What?
Right.
Do God know any language? Thine only son? Well, what happened to Ish? God said that was your Ish. That was your mess. I ain't got time to deal with that. I got to deal with my promise. So when he took him up and said, now offer up your only son, Isaac, the promised one. Watch this now. When Abraham goes to slay him, God say, ha, now I know. See, if you ain't going to withhold yours from me, if you won't withhold your only, I can give my only. On the way up to that mountain, Abraham made a prophetic statement. He said, me and the lad are going up yonder to worship. And we coming back. His son asked him a question. Say, Father, I see the fire, see the wood, I see everything. But where is the lamb for the sacrifice? And Abraham said to him, God will provide himself a lamb for the sacrifice. And most people misinterpret that. Because when you go up there and see what Abraham did, see, God will, what it was literally saying was God himself would become a lamb and offer up. He would be the sacrificial lamb. Now, that's not hard to figure out, because when Abraham went to slay him and God say, stop, there was a ram, not a lamb. There was a ram who was caught in the thicket by the head, because the true lamb had not yet been born. So when John was by the River Jordan baptizing, he said, behold the Lamb of God. Watch this now. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Let's quit tripping about sin consciousness. Sin consciousness is for that unbeliever. St. John chapter 16, read the 7th through the 15th verse. Jesus said, the Holy Spirit, when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin. What sin? They don't believe on me. Once they believe on me, their sin issue is dealt with.
That's right.
My God. Yeah. Read, son.
God consciousness creates an awareness of sin.
God's consciousness creates an awareness of sin. Now, for the believer, see, Paul said, my conscience is clear. Hello, I've been following the Holy Ghost. Amen.
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 But sinners need to be, see, the conviction is you haven't received my son. You know you need help. Read the Bible.
And releases the opportunity for his grace to be made available.
It releases the opportunity for his grace to be made available.
God becomes visibly and audibly present among his people.
God becomes visibly and audibly present amongst his people. Y'all know what that means? Visibly? Visibly? Some of y'all tripping. Well, let me help you. If you've seen the apostle, you've seen God. If you've seen the apostle, you've seen Jesus. And I feel like some of y'all are going to trip up in here. But you can't have it both ways. Jesus told those disciples, he said, if they said, Lord, show us the Father and we'll be satisfied. Jesus said, if you have seen me, you have seen my Father also. He didn't trip. People trip. So why would people get offended if I tell them, if you have seen me, you have seen my Father also? Why you won't get mad and throw your religious business? We talking about true revival here. We're not talking about tradition and religion and stuff you have not heard apostolically and prophetically. Heaven to earth government. Do you not understand who you are? Listen to me. We have the same relationship with the Father as Jesus had. We are heirs of God, heirs of God, not heirs of Jesus, heirs of the Father, joint heirs with the Son. Joint heirs mean co-equal. He came to bring us into what was rightfully ours, and we don't have time. See, well, y'all better hear what I'm about to say. You don't have time to be denying who you are. When they ask Jesus, are you the Son of God? He says, you say it. Then another group asked him again. He said, well, if I don't say I am, then I'll be a liar like you.
Right. Wow. Good. Yes, sir.
I don't have to turn a stone into bread to be the Son. That don't prove nothing. I'm not because I do something. I just be. Yeah. Ain't got nothing to prove to you. Don't matter what nobody say. Got a lot of people want me and other people who serve apostle to walk away from him. Why they want us to walk away from him? Because they can't handle what he's packing. It can't go no other way. You connected or you not connected. You can't have a connection with one foot in the door and the other one out. You can't be connected to an apostle, then turn around and leave talking about I am an apostle. No, you are an imposter. You are impersonator. Without a voice. Go to the next one.
Spiritual vessels.
The next one is spiritual vessels. Spiritual what?
Vessels.
Read it.
Acts 2:4.
We ain't gonna read that. Just read what to say.
And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost.
I told him not to read that. He just read it. That's Acts 2:4. Yeah. That's all right. Read it, son. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost.
And they began to speak
with other tongues.
As the Spirit gave them utterance.
As the Spirit gave them utterance.
This is one of the characteristics of true revival.
Now, this is one of the characteristics of true revival, spiritual vessels. Spiritual vessels. Watch this. That have been prepared to carry spiritual weight and to have spiritual impact.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Go ahead, read. Wow. Read.
God takes over ordinary human lives.
God takes over ordinary human lives. Look at me. You are somebody.
I am somebody.
Online, you are somebody. Not because Jesse Jackson said it. But because God said it.
Yes, sir.
See, you are the heirs of God, yes. Joint heirs. You are God's sons. You are God's daughters. You are God's people.
Yes. Yes, sir.
You're the only people in this whole earth who carries him.
Yes.
Represent him.
Yes,
wherever you go,
yes.
He goes.
Yes.
Come on, sir. Yes, sir.
Wherever you show up, he show up. He in you now.
Yes,
Read it, son.
God takes over ordinary human lives.
God takes over ordinary human lives.
To do extraordinary work in the community of men.
To do extraordinary work in the community of men. God loves to intervene in the community of men by raising up some vessel, some spiritual vessel, that people say he ain't the one. Ah, that's all right. See, y'all always want the one. The one is always the one they say is not the one.
Yes, sir.
Most of the family don't want to follow the one.
Right. That's right.
Behold, I give you a sign. The family do not want to follow the one.
Amen.
You could be a multi-millionaire and can bless them all, but they'd rather stay away. Well, don't get mad. The same pattern was in Jesus' family. Mary didn't stay a virgin. Joseph ain't gonna marry nobody that can't do nothing. So he had other brothers and sisters. I'm just trying, don't get mad. Throw your biscuit down. Mary was a virgin up until after the Christ child was born. See, Joseph couldn't touch her until after. Because that holy thing that was conceived in her was of the Holy Ghost, and he couldn't mess with that. Thank you. You need to understand that. But after that, she had other children. One time he was in a meeting teaching, and they say, Jesus, your mama and your sisters and your brothers out there. Jesus said, Maman, hallelujah. I'm sorry, online, I had to go there. Your mom need to be up in here, and your sisters and brothers need to be up here. Why? Listening to me. I know y'all don't like that. That's the reality. They needed to be in there with Jesus. Are y'all with me? They had to follow just like the other one. Jesus say, though they say, Jesus say, who is my mother? Who is my sister? Who is my brothers? Only those who do the will of my Father. Are you listening? That's the kind of impact we're talking about. Spiritual vessels being prepared. You get an idea of spiritual vessels being prepared in the first miracle in Cana of Galilee. But you never took a look at it. You thought it was just a miracle of water turning into wine. But you turn over there. Let me help you understand it so I can show you spiritual vessels. Come on, hurry up. Get over there. St. John chapter 2, verse 1. That's all you need to know. Hurry up. Now, I don't have time. We got to get through these tonight. John 2 and 1.
And the third day. There was a marriage at Cana of Galilee. And the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called. And his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine. The mother of Jesus said unto him.
The same mother who the angel talked to. Yeah, the same mother who say your son is special. Your son shall be called the son of the highest. Come on, talk to me. He going to change the world. She pondered all those things in her heart. But I believe the same Holy Ghost that talked to her about him being born is the same Holy Ghost said, nigh time for him to be launched. And because Jesus was a man under authority and understood authority, his mother's about to make a statement that takes him right off in the ministry. Read the Bible.
They have no wine.
The mother of Jesus said, Mary said to Jesus, they have no wine. Read.
Jesus said unto her.
What
woman?
What
have I to do with thee?
Mine hour is not yet come. Hello, somebody. It ain't time for me to be manifested yet. Yeah. Notice the Bible doesn't talk about nothing else Mary said. Because Mary, like God, he only got to talk once. If you act like you didn't hear him the first time, he just don't talk no more. See, I've been around Apostle too long. When Apostle said God spoke to him and told him to get, he fixed up his motorcycle and did all of that wonderful stuff, put every fine part he could put on it. And God called the name and told him, get that motorcycle to that person. He act like he couldn't hear, he said. So he went to preaching again, and then he act like he didn't hear. He said the Lord told him one time the person's name. He know what that meant. You got to give it up. Got to give it up. All right. So here's Jesus saying, woman, what I got to do with that? Read.
His mother said unto the servants.
His mother didn't even address him. His mother said to the servants. Hold up. His mother doesn't talk to him one time. Whatever he says unto you, do. Do it. Whatever he says to you to do, do it. Now he got to do. I'm trying to bring y'all to another level. Whatever God says to you to do, do it. And whatever you, when you do what God told you to do, then when you say stuff to others to do, they gonna do it. In order to have authority, you got to be first under authority. Now read, I can show you this.
And there were set there six water pots of stone.
And there were set there six water pots of stone.
After the manner of the purifying of the Jews.
After the manner of the purifying of the Jews.
Containing two or three firkins.
Containing two or three firkins apiece.
Jesus said unto them.
Jesus said unto them.
Fill the water pots with water.
Fill the what?
Water
pots with water.
And they filled them up to the brim.
And they filled them up to the brim.
And he said unto them.
And he said unto them.
Draw out now.
Draw out now.
And bear unto the governor of the feast.
And bring it to the highest man at the feast.
And they bear it.
And they bear it. Now, can I help y'all here? Yes. Y'all read over stuff and you sitting there. You notice he said there were six water pots.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yeah, you know why there were six water pots? Because six is the number of man. And on the sixth day, God made man in his image and in his likeness. In order for man to fulfill God's plan, he needed to be filled up with water. Because water takes a stony heart and makes it pliable. The stony heart that's filled with the word of God takes on God's nature. After man is born of God with the word of God, by the spirit of God, he turns into wine.
Yes, sir.
Once he becomes wine, the Holy Spirit, he's now able to get poured out. Don't see, I'm trying to help you. See, I'm trying to, what? I'm trying to help you. Some of y'all going to go, oh, God, have mercy. I read that 5,000 times. That's okay. That ain't your assignment. Just listen. You're under apostolic training. There's revelation that's going to flow, that's going to open up your eyes to scriptures that have been sitting there for years, dormant. Ain't nothing in the Bible left for decoration. It carries with it spiritual meaning. And that new wine was brought to the governor of the feast. And the governor said, God doggone, this new wine is good till now. Some of y'all getting drunk now. Read, what it say? How much I got, time I got? How not? Oh, Lord. Read.
When the ruler of the feast had tasted the wet water.
When the ruler of, no, I don't want to read that. We need to finish that other stuff, man. We don't talk to, we finish with the wine.
God needs prepared
no,
vessels.
No, we finished teaching now. Y'all, exams are next week. We'll finish chapter 2 and get into chapter 3 next week. Yes. All right.